Blog Talk Radio.
Co-host Asiya, and on today's show we have a couple of topics we're going to cover, but first, before we get started, we have a message from our sponsor, Audible.com.
Happy New Day, everyone. Today's sponsor is Audible.com, a leading provider of spoken audio entertainment and information. Listen to audiobooks whenever and wherever you want. Get a free book when you sign up for a 30-day free trial at audibletrial.com/soulsolution.
All right, and now we're going to bring on our host, Ms. Laota Rasul, and she will give us the book of the week, and then we will get into our topics for today. Ms. Laota, are you there?
I am. Thank you, Asiya.
You're welcome.
Well, greetings.
Salutations, in Lakesh. Welcome everyone to Soul Solutions, Food for the Soul. We are really having a great show today, and we hope that you will find a wonderful benefit in all the shows, but today's show is especially exciting. But before I begin, I'm going to share the book of the week. The book this week is something I'm so pleased to bring forward. It's called, and it's been around for a while, and then you can get it at audible.com for free during the free trial offer. It's called The Four Agreements. It's by Don Miguel Ruiz. And he is bringing forward the wisdom of the Toltec Indians from Mexico who live in the truth of the shamanic lifestyle. And this book reveals the self-limiting beliefs that rob us of our joy and create needless suffering. The Four Agreements is a powerful code of conduct that can rapidly transform our lives, and it's a way to experience freedom. And I'm going to share with you what the Four Agreements are because they're so powerful and so important to our being able to live in a full experience. The first agreement is be impeccable with your words. Speak with integrity. Say only what you mean. And avoid using words to speak against yourself or to gossip about others. Use the power of your word in the direction of truth and love. So that's the first agreement. The second agreement is don't take anything personally. Nothing others do is because of you. What others say and do is a projection of their own reality. When you become immune to the opinions and actions of others, you won't be a victim to needless suffering. Number three, the third agreement is find the courage to ask questions. Don't make assumptions. And to express what you really want. Communicate with others as clearly as you can to avoid misunderstandings, sadness, and drama. With just this one agreement, you can completely transform your life. So sometimes you have to go back and gain clarity in circumstances and make sure that the other person knows what your intention is. Number four, always do your best. Your best is going to change from moment to moment, and it will be different when you are healthy as opposed to being sick. Under any circumstances, simply do your best, and you will avoid judgment, self-abuse, and regret. These are ancient shamanic principles that are much more important than the many things that you may be seeking and techniques and ascension. These four agreements can cause you to build the integrity that will build your will, that will make your thoughts come into reality. So I encourage you to definitely get the book. You can get it for free at audible.com, and this can help you have a greater experience of freedom. This is a way in which you can experience freedom. It's simple, yet quite distant from the way most of us live. And the way most of us experience reality. So that's our book for the week, The Four Agreements. I also want to announce that at DNAReplicate.com, we are making some changes, and we'll be making changes to the website in the coming weeks. We are changing and adding onto our protocol of reconnecting, cleaning, and clearing. Starting next week, our website will be updated to include one new item, and soon after that, we'll be including other items. But the new item is the introduction of the Sun Services, and it's a new category and a new option for people who come in who have not had any of the services of DNA or of the Sun Services. And this new idea is an introduction to the services. It is a guided peace meditation. It is a reading from the Universal Records, and it's an overview of the protocols. And this is done by one of our gifted staff consultants, and the price will be $65. So that's a new addition. So when you come into the website, you will see introduction to Of the Sun, and that will be one of the new items. There will also be new products being added in April and more additions being added to the protocol soon, too. So today we have some kind of, we have some very interesting information coming in. If you've been feeling that things are different, like you wake up and feel things are different, or if you're feeling that everything just feels a little different in this last week or so, you may be able to get some clarity on that, because we are having today a pre-recorded session with Ellie Stewart. Ellie Stewart is a co-founder of Soul Solution Radio. She is also an Akashic Record teacher. She is a reader and a gifted healer. And we enjoy it, of the Sun and at Soul Solutions, a rich relationship of shared interest to bring others and ourselves into power with her. So today Ellie will be bringing us a joint communication from the Galactic Federation and the Palladians with a message on the upcoming blood moon. And I think, unless we have something else to see, I think we're going to start that now. Is that correct? Is that what we're doing?
Yes, and then are we having our the second part after Ellie's part?
Yes, we have someone who had recently had some services and had something. She had a soul retrieval, and she got her power animal, and she had some wonderful things to say. So we pre-recorded her comments as well, because she wasn't available to call in today. So we're going to be hearing from her. And in the meantime, you are all welcome to call in and comment or speak about anything that you're hearing or our two topics today. So in the latter part of the show, we'll be talking about one person's experience with soul retrieval and her power animal. And in the beginning portion of the show, we'll be talking about the upcoming blood moon, and we'll be hearing a channeled message coming in from the Palladians and the Galactic Federation. So I hope you all enjoy this. This is very exciting for us, and I think you'll find that it's mind-expanding. So we can begin.
Yes. All right, so here is Ellie Stewart.
Okay, thank you so much, Athea. I am here this morning, and I have two very distinct energy patterns that are coming through, one from the Federation, and the other is from the Palladians. And the energy I can describe right now is a little bit denser with the combination of both with me. This is a joint venture. They will be really working together or in unison, coming forth to do the expansion of the third eye. And they've been telling me, you know, how they've been really kind of monitoring our progress since the last two blood moons, and now this one. And I know a lot of the audience and a lot of our a lot of the people who have had their work done by Leota, they've already started working on a lot of the people already. So this is just not going to be like a one-day thing. If you have the intention to participate and maybe you haven't contacted me, that does not preclude you from being, I want to use the word, set up for the blood moon. So there are some very distinct things happening to some people right now. Those who have already given their registration, and even those who have the idea that they will be contacting me, work has already begun with them already. And I can tell you they've been working with me, boy, for the last couple of weeks constantly, consistently. So I want to address some of the things, once again, that people will be experiencing. You may be experiencing profound dizziness. That could be because there are old emotional things surrounded around the third eye or the crown chakra, old emotions, to your connection with the divine that you have not already worked out, or if you are, say, for instance, not in congruency with your thoughts and how you are living, you may be steering people forward or move people forward so that they can be truly authentic. And hold on. It's important that no matter what you're saying to the outside world, that you are true to who you are in all facets. It's kind of like a shedding of that other skin that kept you from being the being that you are, that you truly are, and knowing exactly who you are and how you stand in this experience. Now, what does the meaning, they want me to address the meaning of the expansion of the third eye. So with the expansion of the third eye, there will be greater understanding of how you fit into this geometrical pattern or the shell that we usually see, the spirals that we see. As one thing begins or ends, another begins. And so the expansion of the third eye is the ability for you to be on one accord with everything in your environment. For instance, I usually tell my students that go out and hug a tree and have a relationship with that tree and ask for a healing from a tree. And allow yourself the ability to connect with that tree. There's when you bring your awareness to that, there's no separation between the thoughts that you may have and whatever energetic pattern or thought pattern that tree has. But know this, that tree can definitely give you a healing that would be like none other, because it runs through all of us. There's no separation. And so for the first time, you may be able to look at that dog on the corner and know exactly what that dog is thinking. Or you may be able to look at that tree and ask the tree to hold the wind back as you're trying to run across the street and the wind is pushing you over. This is going to allow you to be in touch and in communication with all of the elements. A lot of us experience this on a daily basis already. So the ones that already are in tune will experience a deeper attunement, almost allowing you to take flight. It will be a deeper, constant attunement. Just, you know, think about how you would feel to be able to walk through your neighborhood and be surrounded and be at peace and know that where your thought ends, the rest of the universe is picking that thought up. And all we have are the phenomenal thoughts between each other, and we are completely in unison with each other. These things are possible. We just have to be ready to expand our understanding of who we are and allow that to take place. So, for instance, Leota, are you there?
Yes, I am. I'm here.
You and I were doing something. I can't remember what we were doing because we do so many things. And they just brought into my awareness that this is what they are speaking about. You and I were doing something, and you had moved and sat in front of a computer, and through your eyes, I could see that blank black screen. Remember that?
Vaguely. I do vaguely remember something.
Vaguely. Like that. And I thought at the time, oh, boy, this is different.
I do remember. I don't remember all the details concerning it, but I do remember.
Because that had never happened before.
Yeah.
Well, they're letting me know that was the beginning of my shift into this new awareness. The second shift into that awareness was, remember when we were talking about the house and I was flying like a bird?
Oh, yeah. I remember that one very clearly.
And I had never done that before. And it was much more than, it was not me and my power animal. It was me taking flight. I had never experienced that before. And they're letting me know that these are things that they have brought forth into my awareness that are available to me through that deeper attunement. I'm not really sure how all of this will actually play out, but I do know that if you allow yourself to release some of those fears that we get caught up with, because, you know, I've been shedding these fears. They've been coming up almost like so vivid that it was like they were coming up so vivid that they were jumping off of me. And I don't know where they came from, but they were there. And so I went through almost like a cleansing process. Just like a detox. It was a detox of emotion. I had to really get clarity on what was going on at that point. So others may be experiencing right now this same type of profound detox, especially if you are shedding yourself of quote-unquote fears. Leota, we were just talking about fears yesterday, weren't we?
Yes, we were.
And they didn't share that information with me until, like, right now, as they are sitting on top of my head. This energy is very different. Every energy pattern that they've brought forth to me is different, but this is different in the sense that it feels as if it's massive. It's like having not even that watermelon that I usually describe to you all. This is bigger than that, if you can imagine. Like having rows and rows of grass just draped upon you and the heaviness from that. And I'm not sure why that heaviness is there right now, but it feels like right in the front, it feels very, very massive, much larger than a watermelon.
Well, tell me, if I may I ask a question concerning what's coming forward for all of the ones who are listening?
Yes, go ahead.
I'd like to know, I think I may not be 100% clear on this, but I think in the earlier blood moons, we were told that when the third blood moon came, that there would be opportunities that had not existed before. And I'm thinking that these psychic expansions with the third eye are part of that wealth and abundance of opportunities, but they would also be for those who were experiencing the cleaning, those who had dedicated themselves to the processes of working on themselves, that there would be openings for them. Is that in fact part of this experience for everyone on the planet, or for all of those on the planet that have been doing that? as it is a universal for this planet. It's a universal event.
There will be opportunities for many, 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 many people. Those who have been looking for expansion of this sort, people, our group, let's just say our DNA family in particular, our DNA family, because we are connected through having our DNA expanded, we will experience probably greater opportunities. Because we are actively searching for such opportunities. And we'll know that they're there because we'll be able to hold the vibration of creation, of having those opportunities be created for us. They're already there. We just need to really bring them into form. And so those opportunities will be things that we will be able to think about and step into. Does that help?
Oh, that's excellent. That's exactly answering the question I asked. And I have one other, if I may.
Yes, go ahead.
You and I both had an experience of seeing ships recently, and I'm in a different state than you are. They were close in days, but we both saw something that made us aware of contact. Is this something that the rest of those who are doing this will experience as well? And will we have be given clarity as to what we should be thinking concerning it?
What clarity is required? Do you not believe what you see?
I definitely became clearer as I recognized that my experience was being directed, and that I was directed to look up, I was directed to think about it. Then I had a conversation with you about it, and you had the same thing. So I know these things are happening all the time. It just, from our perspective, this is very exciting and phenomenal, and I would like to share it with others. So it's that type of clarity that I'm asking for. Can I share with those who will be doing this that, you know, you too will have this excitement of seeing things in our sky?
Some will experience that sight because of the frequency that they carry. Others will still have to wait to see because their frequency is not high enough to be able to see.
No, thank you. That is helpful, very helpful. In the next blood moon that comes, as it is the final one, what is it that would be good for us to know about that?
Well, this is not the final.
The next one is not the final? Not the one coming up, but the one after that.
Oh.
Will that will in fact be the final one. We will have gone through the range of experiences and opportunities at that point. Is that so?
The opportunities won't stop. The opportunities will not stop because you will be able to maintain that frequency to have that ability. You will have that ability. It is not a one-time process for you. This will be a way of life. There will be more collaboration. there are others besides your DNA family that have also found this path, whether they are aware of what it is completely right now or not. They, too, are on the path, and they, too, will experience a deeper understanding or expansion, something that they've been asking for. But your family, your DNA family is connected, and everybody has the opportunity to be strengthened by this endeavor. But it will be up to those who are not as strong energetically or not as strong. It will be up to them to find their way all the way forward. It's in your pattern. It's in your DNA pattern. It's in your DNA legacy on the earth plane. This particularly deals with your existence on the earth plane and striving for evolution, a higher evolution.
Yes, this is wonderful. Thank you.
I would like to say that I appreciate the opportunity to be here and be able to speak with you and bring these ideas forward. But right now I need to end this communication because the energy is getting a little bit too strong for me right now.
Well, thank you so much, Ali, for joining us. And let us know if you'll be coming back the last show before Blood Moon.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Thank you, Afia.
Thank you, Ellie.
Soul Solution Food for the Soul Radio is happy to be sponsored by Audible.com, a leading provider of spoken digital audio entertainment and information. They have over 150,000 titles to choose from, and you can listen to them on any device, including whatever you're hearing us on right now. And if you sign up at our URL, which is audibletrial.com/soulsolution, you get one free audiobook and a one-month trial of service.
All right, so that is the end of our session with Ellie. And Ms. Leota, are you still there?
I am. I wanted to make sure we share with people how to get in touch with her. And I'll just speak just for a moment about the idea of Ellie is having an event in Chicago at her center at 1:30 a.m. on April 4th, 2015. And there is only limited space for people to attend, and some people it's recommended that they bring sleeping bags and wear layers of comfortable clothing because the shifts in temperature. And there will be a teleconference, which I will be on, that starts at 2 a.m. And this is the day before Easter Sunday, so it's a weekend night. And we hope to see everyone there. And I think, Asiya, do you have Ellie's information where they can reach her?
Yes, you can visit Ellie's website and sign up for the Blood Moon session at www.pathwaystolight.org. And it is in the description. I did not initially put it in there. I forgot, so my apologies, but it is in there now. So if you look at the description for this show, you will see that her information is there, pathwaystolight.org.
And I think you're going to be there with a sleeping bag, you and some of your friends. Is that right?
Yes, me and my auntie, we're going to be there. And, yeah, we're going to have a blast.
Well, that was a great communication that we got. And this is the first time, I think, I'm not sure, but this is the first time that I'm pretty sure that we've got both the Galactic Federation and the Palladians in this joint venture speaking to us. And I did want to kind of comment on that in the early years of doing DNA, people would often ask me if I was working with the Palladians, and at that time we were not, but we are now, along with the Galactic Federation and along with the Elohim. So we have many friends from distant locations who are really right here with us now, who are helping all of us humans on this planet move forward in our ascension and evolution. So I thought the messages were great. I'm sure you probably have something to share, Asiya, but I wanted to first share that the idea of us being strengthened was very powerful to me, and the idea of the things that could happen with our third eye. And I know in recent weeks, Asiya, you have commented on how you're feeling, and any listeners who would like to let us know what they're experiencing, by all means, give us a call. But Asiya, you had some things you mentioned in previous shows about feeling this change in the atmosphere, and I felt it very strongly over the last week as well. Everything feels different than it would normally. In my case, I feel almost as if I'm in an altered state over the last several days, especially when I wake up. And are you having any of those experiences? I know you were having some dizziness.
Oh, yeah. Since last week, last Wednesday was when I woke up super dizzy. But since last Wednesday, I've been experiencing a lot of enhancements in my intuition, a lot of memories and things from the past have come to the present moments, and then something will happen in the next moment related to those past memories that give me clarity on why those situations took place. So, you know, just a lot of random thoughts have been coming up, and I'm like, you know, why am I thinking about that? That's old, you know, and then it'll just be something next on the timeline that comes up, and I'm just like, oh, wow, so that's what that meant. And Ellie mentioned that in the channel that we just listened to, like gaining the clarity on things, and you know, like she talked about the fears coming to the surface and just like jumping off of her. I've been experiencing just a lot of things that I may have looked at as some type of fear or some type of I may have had some type of doubtful thinking about something, and the clarity is just like coming back to back to back to back, and it's just like, oh wow, you know, there's really, you don't really have a chance anymore to hold on to anything that's of a lower vibration, that's not really going to benefit you in the new energies and frequencies that we're entering into. So I'm just feeling lighter, I'm feeling much more expanded. And I can see clearly, I can, things that I was aware of maybe a few months ago, you know, when you may see something coming in the future, but it's cloudy because you're not there yet. You may not have gone through the steps or the checkpoints to see what the image is that is far away. But as you get closer, you start to make out that fuzziness. And that's what has been happening with me. I'm starting to make out things that were fuzzy a few months back, and I'm like, oh, my goodness, that's what that was, you know, that I was seeing, but I couldn't really see it clearly. So it's really exciting, and I know my energy is sounding real excited, so I'm just going to leave it at that before I keep going.
It's wonderful to have that excitement. We want all of our listeners to have the experience of the inspiration that you provide by that excitement. So it's all great. I thought that many of the things that Ellie and I speak about are very parallel, as are many of the things you and I speak about, different experiences you share with me or that we are talking about that we're experiencing at the same time. And I think that even that synchronicity is also part of this experience of joining in our vibrational pattern together, and, you know, the idea of us moving together all towards oneness, and this wonderful help from our galactic brotherhood, and the fact that we're we are not alone. We have assistance. We're all growing and moving, and those who are working at it are getting benefit and they're experiencing benefit. So I think it's a wonderful message. I know the last two blood moons were so significant in my experience physically and spiritually, and the growth is so interesting because I'm noticing something that you mentioned, that as I grow and expand, I often have to note that to people that this is what I understand right now, because in the moments that follow, I understand it at a different level. So I think that that's very, I'm very aware that what, you know, not to lock in too much to any particular thing so significantly that there's no flexibility, because there's growth happening all around. Once you have decided that you commit yourself to your growth and your expansion, that's what happens. And so that's pretty exciting. That's wonderful. And we do have, and we do have another, unless you'd like to talk about this a little bit more, someone is calling, we do have something else to share with you, which is very touching, and one person's personal experience that has everything to do with retrieving aspects of herself that have been lost, fragments that have been lost, and some of her experiences, her joyful experiences that she's willing to share with us. We have a recording that we recorded yesterday because she wasn't available today of this experience. So if there's nothing else, we can move forward with that.
Okay, we have two callers. Would you like to take those two callers and then play the recording, or wait until afterwards?
I would. No, that would
okay.
be great.
All right, so we're going to take these two callers, and then anybody else who wants to speak, you can we can bring you on after the recording. So the first caller is 818, last four digits 0045, and the second caller will be 305, last four digits 6871. So this is code 818. Your mic is unmuted.
Greetings, and hello, Cash. It's Karina in California. I'm just honored to be at the show again today. And at the top of the show, Shamala Oda, you said this is a special one. They are all great, but yes, this one is so special. Sister Asiya, I felt your energy. I'm here with the energy. My armpits are tingling.
Well, we are so happy to provide your armpits with tingling.
Yes, it's a beautiful show. I did want to briefly state that, yes, I am journaling, Shamala Oda. I am journaling regularly, and I did want to share that I had experienced that dizziness, and I was out at the public library, and it was extreme dizziness very, very suddenly. I left out of the library and went outside to a humongous tree just outside the front entrance of the library, and I just leaned up against the tree, put my back against the tree, and I literally felt warm waves. I almost saw warm waves, like how you see waves on like a really hot day, and you can see the waves down the highway. I saw waves and felt waves in my back against the tree, and by the time a moment was over, all of that those feelings had gone away. I didn't know what it was, so to hear you speak of it, that's when I said, "Oh, that's what that was." As Sister Asiya keeps saying, "Oh, that's what that was." And from that, I've actually gained a relationship, an ongoing relationship with a tree just outside my driveway I call Grandfather. So I'm just really enjoying the journey. And I got my Uriel mat, which I call my thinking cap, because when I put it on, the ideas come and they just pop like bubbles in Alka-Seltzer, just ping, 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 ideas. So I'm just really enjoying the journey, but I would, I'm excited to know that even with the intention joining in for the event of the Blood Moon approaching that I'm being worked on. That was very exciting to know. And I wanted you to just hear from me and let you know that the journey is going on and I'm so enjoying it. And thank you.
Well, thank you. Thank you so much. We appreciate you calling in. And I do have a couple of comments. I don't know if Asiya has anything, but I want to share that it is so important that we honor and give respect to this living force that we call the trees, because they are the ones who are taking the brunt of all of the electromagnetic radiation that's in our spaces. They are the ones who are protecting us from a great deal of it. And these are intelligent, conscious, sentient life forms that are radiating love to us through their leaves and the oxygen that comes from them. So this kind of awareness to this aspect of nature is so magnificent and important. So not only can the trees heal you, but you can also express love to them as you are doing. And so this is a very important aspect. Ellie spoke about it, and you're speaking about it, and I really feel compelled to encourage others as you. The trees do, if you walk by them, if you're in their environment, they begin to know you. And these are consciousness, living consciousness, that are doing amazing work at protecting us as beings living here in the environments that we have created that would damage us. They are, so to say, holding the fort for us. So I'm glad you brought that forward. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Karina, for calling in. It's always great to have you.
Thank you.
All right, our next caller is area code 305, last four digits, 6871. Your mic is unmuted.
Greetings, Inlakesh, Laura, Asiya. This is Tavares.
Oh, Tavares. Welcome, Inlakesh. So nice to hear from you. I hear you are in another state. You're not in Illinois, so you're somewhere else now.
I am in the Sunshine State now. And I I called in because everything that Ellie was saying, she was hitting on the head what I've been experiencing since I've gotten back down to South Florida. It always excites me when I hear that the rest of my DNA family are experiencing similar things, you know. So one major thing that I've noticed is the dizziness, of course, but the extreme urge to rest. And I mean by going to bed at 8 p.m. And, you know, it's, I don't know what just came over me. And I've been doing it a lot lately, and my pineal has been thumping it's been going nuts. Like, I'll be standing in a line in the store, and it's just do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do. Hold on, what's going on here? And I haven't spoken to Ellie about anything, but I have already placed my intent to partake, so she solved all those questions I had. So.
Fantastic.
But, yeah.
Well, I thank you so much for calling in, because you brought up a point that people have been telling me. In fact, even Ellie has shared with me how she's having to get in bed at 8:30 at night, and I've been laughing because, you know, I'm low to of the sun, and I am not waking up at the time I normally wake up. I've been waking up at the same time for decades, and I'm not waking up at that time anymore. I am also very much experiencing deeper rest that has broken the pattern of many, as I said, decades. So I'm sleeping at a different rate too. So that I'm glad you brought that forward for those who are thinking, well, you know, I'm not dizzy, or I'm not, you know, this is another one of the things that has come forward as the, you know, what's happening in the atmosphere as we lead up into April 4th, which is the blood moon. And generally, after each blood moon, there are many days afterwards that we still experience heightened experiences as well. So you can look for that to happen, but it's all good. It all feels wonderful. but it's wonderful to pay attention and notice so that you can be, your awareness is what helps you with your expansion. And I encourage everyone who, you know, I always encourage everyone to keep a journal, the things that are happening to you. It is wonderful to write them down, because as you go back and read them, you experience the experience at a heightened level. When you share it on the radio or share it with other people, then you experience it again, then we get to experience it. And all of this adds to your own awareness and expansion. So thank you so much, Gerard, for
no
sharing
problem.
That with us.
No. Thank
so
you
I will, I guess we will see you on April 4th. I'll be on the teleconference, and I guess you will be too.
Yes, indeed.
Fantastic. Thank you, Gerard.
Thank you. In Lakesh.
In Lakesh.
All right, thanks for calling in, Tavares. Now we will get into our testimony from our good friend, Mamie.
So we're so happy today that we have Mamie back with us, who has come onto the show before and told us a great deal about her life and her experiences. And the things that she shared with us before, I'm sure, have helped many. Mamie's back with us today to share with us some of her new experiences with a power animal, with soul retrieval, and with many other things. So are you there, Mamie?
Yes, I am. Blessings upon everyone. I wanted to speak about soul retrieval, which I found quite fascinating. At first, you don't really notice much, but as you move on through the week, things start to return to you. You feel more complete, more whole. I know I was walking down the street, and it just took me back to a time when I was a young girl walking to my home, and I don't know, it felt like that energy was there. I hadn't felt that kind of feeling in haven't felt in a long time, to tell you the truth. I found that the wholeness that came from this, the way I felt, so complete, so much myself that I hadn't felt like in a long time. I could actually see that was the soul receiver. Those were the parts that was missing from me. But the best thing of all, I believe, might be my power animal. Blessed is what I named them. We seem to be able to, I just feel comfortable. It's like I have a friend with me. We're always one with me, always. And it's just a joy. And joy is a thing I can say that I really haven't felt in a long time.
So will you share with our listening audience what kind of power animal you have and what you learned about it?
Okay. So I have an elephant, and it's really kind of amazing to me because I stopped going to the zoo because when I would see an elephant in the zoo, it would make me cry. I would get so upset. And I know my husband didn't understand this. I stopped going, and I said, you have to take the children because I cannot stand seeing the elephants. When you look in their eyes, I said, they look so sad. But I don't feel that way, and I didn't feel that way about the other animals, I noticed. But only the elephants really had a profound effect on me. Elephants, though, what I've learned is that they're very family-oriented. They will be passing water, and if a baby doesn't want to go across, they'll all turn back around and walk around it, which to me is very considerate and very loving as well. They're very loving. They may be better off than we are as far as being human beings. They are more considerate than we probably are of one another. Elephant is a magical creature as well. They are in dream time. They work in dream time. And I can see that too because I'm pretty much a dream type person. I have dreams and wake up, those dreams are coming true. I was kind of surprised to find that out about the elephant, and they're very sensitive to scents. Well, I guess with their long trunk, you might think might be, but I'm into aromatherapy. I love aromatherapy, and and very sensitive to different scents myself. They're nurturing and loyal and just loving creatures. They say that elephants they never forget, but what it is that, yeah, they're intelligent, they have a good memory, but they don't forget people or things that have harmed them in any way. And an elephant will go and try to, if they can, if opportunity arises, that they can perhaps get that person back or that thing, they'll do that. I feel happy that I don't try to do that sort of thing. I just feel like, you know, life itself will work that out for you.
Well, I think it's very interesting that you have a relationship with someone else who has been through this process and has had soul retrieval, so you have someone to talk to, and I think you shared with me that you all are having some very interesting interaction with your power animals. Will you share with us?
Oh, yeah, we're having a good time. Because my friend Alicia, her power animal is a raven. And in my neighborhood, there are plenty of ravens. I mean, we might have 20 ravens out on the lawn at any time. And I thought that was really funny that she would have a raven. But she sees my elephant, because she's the person who can see them. Whenever I talk about him, he'll pop up. She says, oh, there he goes right there. And me, I'm a person who kind of sees things in my inner eye. And I can say, oh, well, I see that Essence is on your shoulder. Essence is the name of her raven. So, yeah, we're interacting with our animals. They're interacting with each other. And it's one of the happiest times I've had in a while. We're having a good time.
It's so important that people understand that, you know, they've had to put away part of their power, and their power exists in the power animals as they come to us. And in many cases, the power animal has actually been stalking you for many years, trying to come into your experience. I think in your case, that was the case as well. Is that right?
I believe so, because I can say it's odd, but I have an altar in my home, and it has Ganesh on there. It's the elephant deity of Hindu religion. In the office, I have a little elephant. In my office, I have a little altar, like, and I put a little statue of a white elephant on there. Also, a friend of mine came back from India, and he bought me a statue of an elephant. I mean, I can't say that I have cats in my home. I always, you know, love cats, but I've always had a strong attraction and caring for elephants as well. And yeah, it seems as though maybe they have been trying to get into my life. I mean, when you think about how come I would cry, I mean, I get really upset for days when I would go to the zoo. I mean, there's a reason for that, and I used to ponder it, but I just felt as though, well, they don't belong there, and that's why I feel so bad. They should be at home, you know, running, you know, the way that they normally do with their family, and they probably was pulled from their family, and it's just a sad thing. But all the animals actually were in that situation, so, and I didn't feel the same for them. So I do feel that there was an attraction, one that I wasn't really aware of.
You know, it's soul retrieval is really all about retrieving the parts of yourself that have been allowed to leave you because there was not strong love of self that would have kept you safe and kept you whole. So this whole process of soul retrieval is to reunite all of your aspects and then to bring forward the power that you also carry that doesn't fit into our third dimensional experience through your power animal. And in the process of doing it, there's an opportunity to learn about loving yourself. How are you doing with that?
Well, that's the most difficult part for me. Because I usually focus all my energy on my work, my children, on other people. I'm pretty much like the elephant. I mean, they probably love themselves, but they care. So they're very caring and loving about their family, what's going on with their family and all. So that is a difficult part of it for me, because I'm a breastfeeding counselor. I work with children who have asthma. I put a lot of energy and time into that, and it's a type of thing that you have to be precise. You have to, because any little mistake you make, the baby could actually pass away if you don't know what you're talking about, and if you haven't perceived what's actually happening with the mother and the child and that connection. So I spent a lot of my time thinking and meditating on other people. And, I mean, I love doing this, really, because it's helping. I'm thinking the more breastfed babies we can have on this planet, the better off all of us will be. The more nurturing that mother can be to her child, the more loving towards that child, because there's connection there. When you do that, you're building a connection between you and your child, and you're teaching your child, you know, and letting your child feel your love and teaching the child how to love. So, and with children with asthma, well, I do a lot of education with the moms, because there's things in their environment, in their homes, that they might not be aware of. So, you know, I spend a lot of time on other people and not so much on myself. But I am working on loving myself more. I felt as though if I could just love other people, then I could be loved as well, because what you put out comes back. And I'm waiting.
Well, you know, this is a very common construct, mental construct in our time, that it is better to love others than love yourself. However, that's backwards. You know, to truly love another is to appreciate the divinity that's in you and in everyone, because everyone is our other self. Everyone is our other self. We are everyone else's other self, so to say. So this is something that we often see, and I think knowing the similarities between you and the great love you have of the elephants and the ability to see their pain and their expression and acknowledge their humanity or their humaneness, this may be a wonderful opportunity for you to acknowledge yourself. And then, of course, your other selves. What do you think?
Oh, yeah. I'm working on it. It's a little difficult for me, but the more I talk to my power animal, the more I read and learn about elephants, the more I think about myself in relationship to them. I feel like I'm getting there.
I know, it's wonderful. We're so happy to have you come on and speak about this situation. There's so many things that you said today that I think will be so beneficial, and it's so in keeping with who you are that you would expose your own thoughts for the benefit of others or your other selves. So we thank you so much. Is there anything else you'd like to share with us before we go?
Well, I think I said it all pretty much, but peace and blessings be upon everyone. And thanks
a
lot
for
having me.
Thank you very much. We'll talk to you soon.
Thank you.
Thank you for sharing, Mamie.
Thank you as well.
You're welcome. Okay, and that is the end of our second part of the show. Ms. Leota, you there?
I am. I'm right here. And if we have any callers, we'll be happy to take them, even though we're a little over time. If anyone would like to talk to us, otherwise we'll end our show for today.
Yes, we don't have any. Oh, never mind. We got one. area code 301, last four digits, 6129. Your mic is unmuted.
Hello, my name is Alexis, and I was just listening to some of the things that you were saying about being very sleepy and not waking up the usual time, and that's been happening to me a lot, and I'd be trying to tell my mom, you know, that I'd be very sleepy, and she's like, there's no way, you're too young to be sleepy, and it's just like, I have to lay down and go to sleep, like, I have to right now, and it's very overwhelming, and sometimes I get tired of sleeping, but it's the only way that I can rest, And also the power animal. I never had a soul retrieval with you, but for the last past 3 or 4 years, I've been experiencing a lot of things with butterflies ever since I've been pregnant with my first child. My first great experience was walking and noticing 3 dead butterflies in my path, and I was walking with a friend, and she was like, that is a very unique sight to see. And the next time was when all white butterflies had covered my front door. It was like at least 200 or 300 butterflies covered my whole front door. And ever since then, I would be able to interact with them, like touch them, or they would come lay on my shoulder while I'm walking, and I can pick them up. And I noticed that a lot of people can't do that. So I'm guessing, you know, that may be my soul, you know, power animal. And in the intuition thing, I noticed that I can pick up a lot of things what other people are saying now, like before they even say it. I don't know if that's how it works, but, you know, I'm like, I can sit there and talk to someone and feel what they're feeling, and all of a sudden I get this idea and I think of it, and they'll say it just before I, you know, let them know. But it's a wonderful experience. I do feel a lot of sleepiness. So.
We so appreciate you sharing this with us. These are, I think, experiences are unique to you, but I think people are having experiences in expansion, and their gifts are coming forward in a variety of different ways. And I would encourage you to get to look online for the spirit meaning or the power meaning of butterflies so that you can better understand. Generally, they mean new life, and so it makes all the sense in the world that you were pregnant and this started happening. But it also may have deeper significance to you, so I'd encourage you to pursue the meanings. And you can find much of this on the Internet, the spirit meanings and the power meanings of the different animals. And we really appreciate you calling in. And the only thing I would recommend is make sure you stay very hydrated, because you can best function in your gifts when you're hydrated. So make sure you're full of water, and when you rest, I hope you have peaceful dreams, and we really appreciate you listening to the show and joining us today with your comments. I hope you'll continue to listen.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Mm-hmm.
Have a wonderful day.
Yes, thank you for calling in, Alexis. Our next caller is area code 224. Last 4 digits, 4279. Your mic is unmuted.
Hi, Miss Leota. Hi, Asiya.
How are you?
I'm wonderful. I enjoyed the show. I just wanted to call in to say yes. I was experiencing the dizziness like last week, and then before the beginning of March, I started noticing a difference in the energy in the air.
Yes.
I wasn't sure what was going on, but I could feel the difference. And then, like, I'm sleeping a lot better now, but I'm dreaming more. And it's like my dreams are, I'm all over, and I'm talking, and I'm also getting visions. And in these visions, I'm seeing, you know, I can see animals. I'm seeing nature. I'm out in nature. Animals, I'm picking up animals, I'm talking to them, I'm seeing water, I'm even seeing tunnels, and the tunnels are moving like real fast. I'm going through the tunnel, but they're speeding in circles real quick, like a time travel. And it's so much, I'm trying to get it all in, but the dizziness, yeah, I was feeling that, and it was like an overwhelming dizziness. I had to, like, you know, grab onto stuff, and I'm like, whoa, you know, what's going on? And I wasn't sure what was going on, but it was very heavy. But the energy, I could feel the difference in the energy. And then where I'm in Waukegan, so my bedroom window face east, and it's a lot of activity in the sky, a lot of activity. And this month, it's been 3 full moons. I mean, the moon has been full. I saw it 3 times. And on these 3 different occasions, the energy, I could feel the energy pulsating. When I was standing face the moon, I could feel it pulsating. And when I do my meditations now, which I've been doing them, but my meditations, when I go in, it seems like I'm going deeper and deeper. And when I come out of it, it's like I can open my eyes, but I'm in a fixed trance. And I'll close my eyes and I'll go right back into this meditation. It's like it's no hesitation. And it's like, whoa. And it feels wonderful. I could stay that way forever. But I have to come out of it. But I just wanted to share that with the audience. And I love all of you guys.
Well, thank you, Stacy. It's so wonderful to hear this because, again, these are things that I'm hearing from others as well, especially the idea of dreaming. The dreams being more vivid, they're being able to be remembered. Even if the person has to get up and then go to the bathroom, they're able to get right back in the bed and go right back into the dream. The idea of meditation being so joyful and such a wonderful place to be. All of these things are things that we're hearing. And these are the things that we want to pay attention to. What I would say with that might be of some benefit to you is, before you go to sleep, to ask your subconscious to cooperate with you, to bring forward ideas from your dreams that help you in your day-to-day experience. So that's what I would encourage you to do every night. And before you go to sleep, this is a small technique that brings back great return because the dreams, information, teaching, great things are being done in dream world, and they're done specifically for you. They're tailored to you to guide you through your day-to-day experience. So that's what I encourage you to do. And thank you again, Stacy, for calling in. We love to hear your energized voice, and we'll be seeing you soon next week.
Thank you. I love you guys. And everybody, get your Urio mat. Can't do without your immune Urio goes everywhere.
All right. Now I'm going to have to explain about the Urio mats for those who don't know. We sell at DNAReplicate.com. We have mats, energized mats that you can use to energize your food. You can energize your water. You can detox your cell phone. You can use them as mouse pads. We have a whole variety of things that people are doing with them. They're wearing them in their underwear. They're sitting on them in their cars. And I know, Asiya, you're doing things with yours. We have children, people giving them to their children so that they can bounce out of a difficult or an agitated state. And these mats are wonderful gifts, and they're on the DNA Replicate website in the store. So since it's been mentioned twice, we definitely want to say that. Asiya, do you have any comment on that before we close out our show today?
Yes, I do, actually. Something just happened in the last 10 minutes. And it's pertaining to Stacy, who we just heard. And thank you for promoting the website. And Stacy is my auntie who I spoke of earlier. And Stacy was at my house a few months ago. This was maybe like 5-6 months ago. And she had a stone. There was a little green stone that she had, and she lost it while she was here at my house. And right before she got in queue, I heard my cat Cutesy in the kitchen, and she was playing with something that was hard. So I turned around, and I'm like, "What is this that you have?" And it's Stacy's stone. So the stone that you lost months ago, Stacy, Cutesy just found it. And I think that is so interesting that has taken place during this show where we're talking about nature, animals, you know, just everything. So I'm just sitting here with a big smile on my face.
Well, it's very interesting that you all brought that up because I'll tell you something that I have learned about stones. Stones will sometimes leave a person and go and get something the person needs or go and come back when the person's ready for them. Sometimes we identify a stone and we like it, and the stone knows because the stones are conscious. These are conscious life forms, and they know what we need. And often, if we're not really quite ready for them, or if we need something more than what they have, they will go get it, and then they will bring it back into our consciousness. I have seen this happen many times. I actually was in the room with someone once who threw a stone up in the air, and they were catching it. They threw it up, they're catching it. They threw it up and catch it, and then one time it just didn't seem to come back. And we searched everywhere. Even though we had seen him throw it up in the air, we searched backpacks, we searched pockets, we searched clothing, we searched the room, and 2 or 3 months later, that stone returned. And we were watching him throw it up in the air, but it returned to his backpack that he had searched hundreds of times. So I'm just, this is very, this is one of these wonderful experiences that if you take note of, will help you have an expanded understanding of the other life forms are, you know, we are all made from this planet, from the Earth. These are our relatives. So this helps us have an understanding of how they're trying to work with us and help us all the time. So I'm sure that if it has returned, that it's going to be perfect for you.
Wow. That's amazing.
So I think that was a perfect way to end the show today, and I think we're going to have a very exciting show next week, and in the weeks to come, we have some wonderful things that are exciting lined up. So thank you, everyone, for joining us today.
Yes, thank you all, and here's our outro from our wonderful sponsor, Audible.com, and everyone have a great day and rest of your week, and we will see you next Wednesday.
In Lakesh.
In Lakesh.
Soul Solution Food for the Soul Radio is happy to be sponsored by Audible.com, a leading provider of spoken digital audio entertainment and information. They have over 150,000 titles to choose from, and you can listen to them on any device, including whatever you're hearing us on right now. And if you sign up at our URL, which is audibletrial.com/soulsolution, you get one free audiobook and a 1-month trial of service.